her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man looks like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
There's an exercise from when I was in elementary school. I'm not talking exercise like jumping jacks, touch your toes,
presidential fitness, you know,
although
tests.
I absolutely crushed at that, by the way. The sit and stretch, hands over toes, man. An exercise that I remember from elementary school, and it went something like this. We were all sitting at our desks. The teachers handed us this paper. They said, read the whole thing over first and then proceed. And so I'm going through, and I read very fast. So I'm reading, and now I'm going to go through them. And it was like, stand up and say the ABCs backwards. And, you know, what is the capital of this? It was just all random knowledge stuff that fourth graders would know. Not Ben Brust, because obviously we've seen his work. But, you know, normal fourth graders would have known the answers to most of these questions, right? And so I am bopping along. I am jamming through. I am standing up and singing the Star Spangled Banner. And I am doing all the things. And I got a girlfriend who's sitting next to me, and she is just sitting there, right? And she is looking around and she is looking at me, and I am looking at her going, girlfriend, you better get moving, man. You got to get some stuff done here. You're going to finish last in the class as we're racing through all of these agendas on this sheet, on this exercise. And then I get to the last one on the sheet, and the last one on the sheet says, write your name on the paper and don't do any of the other exercises on the sheet. And I was going, oh no. And I bring that up because it reminds me sort of what it feels like Goody is doing right now. All these other teams are out there singing the Star Spangled Banner and naming the capitals of the states, and they are counting from 1 to 100. And Goody's sitting in his chair looking around going, you're going to get to that last one on the sheet, gang, and you're going to feel real silly. Because, Gabe, maybe to your point, this free agent class isn't gangbusters. Isn't real like, you know, something to write home about. And I guess I'm hoping, as a Packers fan, that Goody is right in standing pat when it comes to this free agents class. Because when I look around at what the other people are doing, they're Star Spangled Bannering, they're naming the capitals, they're counting from 1 to 100 by fives or whatever was on that sheet. If you're the Bears and the Vikings and the Lions, they're getting good grades for their free agent moves. Packers are not. They're getting average grades by most publications. So spin it for me to make it feel like this is an okay thing.
Because, I mean, more often than not, and every once in a while, dumb teams do dumb things, which is why, you know, somebody like Saquon Barkley, somebody like Xavier McKinney was available last year. A lot of times, people who end up reaching free agency are guys that the teams don't want to extend for whatever reason. Think about the guy that just walked out of the Green Bay Packers building, Josh Myers. Now, he didn't get a big-time contract, but more often than not, these aren't Pro Bowlers. They're not first-team All-Pros. They are probably the next tier of player that maybe the team, hey, we've already spent this money here, so now we don't want to spend it on, you know, the money that we have on this type of player, so we're cool with you walking out the door. Now, from time to time, teams certainly make mistakes, or they decide that they, you know, this guy's too old in the case of Derrick Henry a year ago. But more often than not, a lot of the free agents aren't actually top of the line, and you got to do a little projecting yourself. It's how the Packers ended up with somebody like Za'Darius Smith. But I look at this, again, we talked about this free agent class a lot heading into the legal tampering window that opened on Monday. And we weren't overly impressed by it. There wasn't anything there going, oh man, you got to be in on this guy. You got to make sure that you're signing this guy. And
well, hold on. Because I hear you, I understand what you're saying, but the problem is that there was an assumption, there was a perception, there was a belief that maybe some of those big guys, some of those big names, game changers, if you will, would be available.
And they haven't, and they weren't.
Correct. But I'm saying, when you thought they were, that's when it was like, oh boy, man, can you imagine this Packers defensive line with Max Crosby? Oh boy, can you imagine them with, you know, that's where that's coming from.
But we already knew well before the free agent window opened that those guys weren't available. Like, the hints were already there. No point were either one of those guys actually
Miles
made
Garrett
available. Neither of them were actually made available. You know, Miles Garrett demanded a trade. Browns weren't taking phone calls.
But he plays in the NFL and not the NBA, and
correct,
so here we are.
And then he signs a huge deal to stay in Cleveland. So,
but
I just don't know that what I'm missing right now. If anybody's upset about what Brian Gutekunst did by adding two starters in free agency, like, what's the name that you wanted instead? Like, who is the guy? The only disappointing thing that right now, the only thing I'm truly disappointed in is the fact that they did not even contact Devontae, that they had zero interest there. Like, that's disappointing to me.
Yeah, but you take into consideration the franchise, right? Like, last year, the Raiders get rid of Josh Jacobs. That's a buffoon franchise, right?
Correct,
Would you call the Giants a buffoon franchise?
I mean, we all saw Hard Knocks offseason last year to the point where literally every other team was scared of being exposed the way the Giants were exposed last year when they let Saquon and Xavier McKinney walk out the door.
What would you say about the Pittsburgh Steelers? A non-buffoon franchise,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, correct.
So doesn't it give you a little pause when it comes to Hobbs? Would you sit there and go, all right, why are they getting rid of him? I mean, he's not a huge money thing. He's only $12 million a year. This franchise is run as one of the best in the NFL.
Who are you talking about?
Hobbs came from the Raiders.
Yeah, but he was with Pittsburgh, wasn't he?
No.
All right, so it's a buffoon franchise. I had a picture of him in a Pittsburgh uniform.
Maybe Pittsburgh was hoping that they would get him. Sometimes people do that. They do a mock picture. You know?
They shouldn't do that, because that's false advertising.
You trick our old guy.
Well, if he had read, like I should have read on that fourth grade exercise, maybe we would have understood the assignment.
I think he played for Pittsburgh, which is not a buffoon franchise.
And again, none of this exists in a vacuum, right? I think the 2025 free agency is being at least a little bit, at least minimally affected by how Goody handled 2024 agency, right, guys? Like, there's a part of you that watched what he did last year and the impact that those players had and thought, okay, this is clearly a recipe for success. This is clearly something the Packers should do. This is likely something they will continue to do because of the return on investment they got from those two players, and that was a foolish mindset, right? It was foolish to think that just because they went out and got McKinney and Jacobs last year in free agency that they would do something similar this year. And I know you're saying the talent wasn't there. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the same level. When you went to the store, you didn't have the same level of things. But I can't help but still have that cooking analogy in my head, which is to say that all these other teams, the teams you're going to face twice this year, went out and bought new ingredients. They recognized their recipe wasn't good. They went out and got some premium ingredients to try to make their recipe better. Meanwhile, Chef Goody is going, no, it's Grandma Nona's recipe. It's Grandma Goody's recipe, and it just needs to cook a little longer.
What premium ingredients? I mean, what did the Bears really do that makes you think that, yeah, they went out and upgraded their offensive line?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Packers did too. Packers upgraded their offensive line.
So they're going to go from 8 to 5 or 4, right? They're going to go from 8 in the league, a top 10 offensive line, to 4, while the defense is still going to be 20, the D-line's still going to be 26, and the receivers are still going to be 21.
Okay, what receiver, Chewy, should they have gone and got?
I mean, I would have taken, you would feel better today if they got DK Metcalf. I guarantee you, you would.
Yeah, I'd feel better.
You would feel better.
I'd feel better. Again, I don't, the salary cap isn't real to a point. I agree. If you didn't tack on the extra years onto DK, if it was like 3 years, you know, with more outs in that deal, yeah. But clearly he's going to want to go and negotiate with a place that's going to give him the contract that the Steelers did. And the Steelers are desperate at that position, and they still don't have a quarterback.
But I would also argue that the Packers should be desperate at that position as well.
I'm not a guy that dumps a ton of money into the offensive line, especially when they're eighth, because you're going to have to pay Zach Tom. Zach Tom's going to get $20 million a year. So you're going to have 20. You're going to have 20. What's Elton Jenkins make? Who's going to be wanting a new deal soon? I mean, he's a top-paid player. Maybe not so much anymore because he's been around a year. It's just, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. It's just not the way I would build a team. And you've said it, Gabe. You've said it. You got to have superstars to win it all. But, you got to have superstars.
But, I mean, is DK Metcalf big enough of a star?
He's a star. He's not a superstar.
No. But I mean, he gets you closer.
But if you look at what they have currently, he's number one with a bullet star receiving core.
Without a doubt.
I also think we would sort of be chasing our tail with DK Metcalf. He's not a big possession receiver. He's not a guy who's going to be super reliable on third down. And that's sort of what we were talking about, why Devontae felt like the perfect fit. I also feel like we need to contextualize some of the desires and wants for the Packers to go out and make big moves is because it feels materially different than last year. It feels like this is a team on the cusp that needs a few additions to truly push themselves over the top versus just seeing what Goody did last year. And clearly, Goody determined that the things available to him and Devontae and DK were not the moves to make. You can agree or disagree on that, but it does feel like they are farther along in their progression. We are getting more into Jordan Love's career. We're getting more into some of those young, like, those young players aren't learning as much anymore.
Let me ask you this, Joshy. How many superstars come out of a draft every year? It's ambiguous, but give me a range.
You would say probably, I would say like 5 to 7 superstars. Three. Three superstars, and then you've got...
That have an immediate impact on the league.
And then you would probably look at like guys and real difference makers or just under that, like the DK Metcalfs. You could probably get 5 to 7 of those guys.
So it seems to me, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that Goody's philosophy is not Gabe's philosophy. Gabe's philosophy is we need more superstars. But if the draft is how they're going to accumulate most of their players, and to the point that you just made, Joshy, and I tend to agree with you, there's only a handful of superstars that come out of the draft every year. Now, guys can evolve into superstars, but for the most part, the immediate impact, it's not a ton. Then he is not in the business of putting superstars on this team. He's more in the business of getting really good guys who can overperform or can have their best years in the NFL as opposed to their best years at the college level, and him identifying those guys based on RAS, based on what they did in college, based on, you know, a whole slew of things that we're not real privy to. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, totally fair. Let me ask you guys this. Next year, Gabe, you guys are GMs. Next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Rashawn Gary has 6.5 sacks.
He's gone.
Kenny Clark has 2 sacks and has kind of the same year.
I'd have to take a look at his contract. I don't know what the out is.
Probably gone, right?
But, well,
probably
gone. I'm guessing because I think next year's the first year of the deal, he probably has one more year before you can actually get rid of him.
Lucas Van Ness has 0.5 sack.
I mean, he's under a rookie contract, so he's here for the next 2 years regardless.
You're going to roll that back and start.
I'm just telling you, Chewy. Like LVN, LVN's going to be
year,
like nobody's going to release a first round pick before their 4 years is up. Like he's going to be on the team for the next 2 years. You just need to deal with that.
So you're not replacing 3 players next year on the defensive line. Potentially, releasing 3 players.
But again, to Gabe's point, the way that it has worked for Goody at these positions, at these units, is to be backfilling, to have guys there who are on a sort of conveyor belt, and when the guy falls off the end of the conveyor belt, whoop, look at that, we drafted a new guy who can be on the conveyor belt. It is not to go all 3 at one time and then have them all on the same contract structure path and, you know, aging path. I saw a tweet message on the Carbless talk and text line from Justin in the 262, and I couldn't agree with it more. Goody is good at drafting offensive linemen. Why use resources on a position that you are actually good at drafting?
I mean, but it's basically a one-year deal, the way the contract breaks down. Right?
He's failed at it most recently. And you have to add the context of drafting 3 wide receivers in a single year, drafting 3 safeties in a single year, He hasn't been able to stock that pool because they had such glaring needs that they addressed 2 to 3 times each. Tight ends we can go back to. So that crop of guys aren't there. Jacob Mutt didn't play a single snap. That's not a guy you feel any comfort starting.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even, and like, that might be a miss, and that's going to happen. There's plenty of guys.
Oh, sure.
Through Goody's draft history that were just nobody.
Are you talking offensive line?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but the fact that they're already naming, they're moving Elton Jenkins to center means there's no competition there. Monk isn't even going to compete at center.
Then I think that tells you a little bit of how they feel Jacob Monk's first year went to.
I mean, how many positions you want to backfill?
I mean, you're going to have to, I mean, you still probably want another offensive lineman in the draft because you still don't
maybe
have your swing tackle.
Yeah,
and you're good on the interior because you're going to have Jordan Morgan returning, and that's somebody that they like and trust.
Are you going to pay Rashid Walker?
Yeah, you got to figure that out.
Kevin weighing in on the YouTube stream. Remember, you can always stream the show on YouTube and get your comments in there. All you have to do is subscribe to ESPN Milwaukee. He says, Goody's issues are missing on early picks, refusal to trade picks for proven talent, and refusal to plug holes with short-term veteran players on a 1 to 2 year deal.
Also, just in terms of free agency grades, you know who got an A back in 2023?
You're going to tell me, 2023.
Yeah, so we went back 2 years. How do you feel about the New York Jets, who are being lauded for signing Alan Lazard and Mecole Hardman to go along with Aaron Rodgers? They got an A back in 2023.
Good news, Gabe. They also got an A in 2024.
Hold on. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't tear his ACL, do you see that whole thing going different?
Nope.
Achilles. I said ACL. I meant Achilles.
I mean, still, you're getting lauded for Alan Lazard, who is, by the end of the year, he was...
We knew.
The Bears got an A back in 2023.
Funny news, Gabe. They got an A-minus in 2024.
Oh, okay. All right. How about the Denver Broncos got an A back in 2023?
So this is always
fascinating. You know who else got an A? Noted buffoon franchise, New York Giants got an A back in 2023.
This is always fascinating to me, guys. I really, really love it when you undermine the credibility of sports media, and then we come out here and go, but we know our stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I understand what you're doing as you're saying that maybe the free agency isn't as important as it has been made to be, or maybe the teams that seem to do well in free agency don't actually do that well, but also we sort of undermine all of our credibility when we take these guys out.
I feel comfortable undermining these things in specific, this of drafting free agency before these guys even play for a snap and we figure out what they're going to do. It's slightly behind, but definitely behind the grades of the draft.
Yeah.
It's just fodder for people to talk and get conversation going, because we don't know anything about what these guys are going to do. And they emerge literally, like, you'll see who got a good grade for the first round of the draft, who got a good grade for the first 2 days of the draft, and then you'll get the whole thing. I think it's content for content's sake, and it's worth pointing out that you can be misled.
I wouldn't want to work in Philadelphia. I mean, how boring would that be? Oh, quarterback, oh, we're great. Running back, oh, great. O-line, we're great. Receivers, we're great. D-line,
I got to be honest.
Oh, they lost some pieces there.
I got to be honest. No, I'd be happy talking about my Super Bowl winning team and how they are going to repeat.
100%.
I think I could find space for
make
that.
Make it happen. Yeah.
Might be a little bit fun.
It is day 87 of the Green Bay Packers being Super Bowl champs. We'll take a break right after this. Come right back.
Buy one, get one, screaming Sicilian. Now, that's something to scream about. Stop by your local Pick and Save or Metro Market store and pick up that screaming Sicilian original or thin and crispy. It's buy one, get one, an incredible BOGO deal on your screaming Sicilian favorites. Hurry while the offer lasts through March 18th at your local Pick and Save and Metro Market stores. Again, that original great crust that you think of and all the great toppings when it comes to screaming Sicilian, or get the thin and crispy as well. Buy one, get one. Local Metro Market and Pick and Save stores. Taste what all the screaming is about.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
So overrated.
Come on, his head is a pumpkin.
Yeah, he's so right. Chewy's never been more right
Ed
about anything.
Sheeran.
Chewy was right. Yeah. Holy Chewy was right.
Yeah. Imagine the helmet on that dome. It'd be the first 8.5 size. What the?
On 94.5 ESPN.
It started with a whisper.
Lots of reaction rolling in this morning on the Carbliss talk and text line. We will get to some of that as the show rolls on. And Joshy, I believe we did a poll. Did we put a poll up with that last segment?
We did our Infinity Exteriors poll of the day. Does Brian Gutekunst believe superstars take playoff teams to Super Bowl winners?
Ooh, that's a good question. I love that one. Brian Gutekunst believe that superstars are the difference between being a playoff team, essentially, and a championship team, a team that wins the Super Bowl? So, Chu, I was just telling Gabe during the break that I watched Twisters 2. I have an issue, first of all. The first movie was called Twister. Singular.
Yeah, correct.
The second movie is called Twisters.
Yeah.
Two. How can you be a two if the name is different?
I think it's just Twisters. I don't think it's two. It's just Twisters.
Oh, so it was Twister.
Yeah.
And now it's Twisters.
Correct.
All right. Well, that makes more sense. I was having a whole thing about it. Like, you can't have a two if you change the word. It's not the same.
Yeah.
You can't have a junior.
I think it's just an S on the end. That's
is it the same story? Same thing?
Similar. I mean, there's tornadoes.
Yeah, is there any connection?
Too far.
Does Helen Hunt have a cameo?
No.
All right, so there's really no connection to the previous movie.
Just the twisters.
But it's the same thing. It's like Red Dawn. The second Red Dawn was terrible. Right? The first one was great.
If you say so.
I didn't see either of those.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Twister either, so
am
I guess
the
I can't
only
be.
One that's, wait, you haven't seen the original Twister, or you haven't seen Twister?
No,
Twisters?
I didn't. It's
I have not seen either Twister or Twisters.
What?
Yeah.
Twister
yeah.
was a very good movie when we were kids.
But again, when I came out,
what the hell
when, or when it came out, I was 10, Jen. What are we doing here?
I'm going to take a little time out here. What did you say about the original Twister?
I'm still working my way through the whistle.
Time out.
We need some time here. We need some time.
You need a 30 or
he
a full?
He wants a 30.
Yeah, I want
Josh
30.
Is asking for 30.
Did you just say Twister was great?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
You can't have a great movie when the main character is a twister. It's stupid. You know, like, oh, let's call it Snowstorm. Hey, have you seen Snowstorm? It's wonderful.
Wait. Well, isn't the main character of Jaws a shark?
Animatronic. Wait, isn't the main character...
That's falling apart there for you, Chew.
Isn't the main character of Twister Helen Hunt and Bill... Help me out here.
I haven't seen the movie.
Bill Pullman?
No, not the
Pullman.
Is
it Bill Paxton?
Wouldn't the Twister be the antagonist?
Is it Paxton? Yes, very much so.
I think
a lot
dead.
Of antagonizing, actually.
All I Wait remember is the ridiculous cow flying through the air, which
yeah,
was
in
panned.
The Wizard of Oz,
which, yeah, which was panned for being silly yeah, and not looking real.
Well, but it was also like the 90s. So, like, again, movies have come a long way. Here's what I will say. I watched it on the plane. It was very entertaining. Glenn Powell, obviously, is this, like, brash twister wrangler. And I thought the storyline was good. You know, they're trying to figure out a way to tame the tornadoes with chemicals and, you know, science. Lost that word there for a minute, but...
I'm going to ask a question here that might be...
Oh, please. I
received
can't wait.
Poorly. How often would you say you watch a movie and you think it wasn't good?
Oh.
Here's the thing. I won't finish it.
Because if Twisters and Twister meets the good or great category for you, I don't know what you're leaving out.
Fair. That's a great point.
No.
That's a great point.
It's different movies for different mindsets. I'm on an airplane, 9 hours, right? You're just looking for mindless entertainment at that point. Can't sleep anymore. I've already eaten the pasta primavera or whatever it was that they gave us. You know what I mean? Like, at that point, I just want to be entertained. It's kind of like when I tell you guys that Top Gun Maverick, was one of my, it was very similar. A lot of adrenaline, a lot of chasing tornadoes, a lot of Oklahoma accents. It was very fun.
Is adrenaline what you're looking for on a plane?
Yeah.
I feel like soothing, relaxing, maybe the sound of music or something like that.
I have a rule. You can't watch a plane movie while on a plane.
I think that's fair.
What about a weather movie on a plane?
Yeah, probably not good either.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Chewy, your problem with movies is you walk away hating them, and then like 2 months later, watch them again and go, you know what? It actually wasn't that bad.
Gabe, you're right. Asteroid City is now a go-to. It's a
yes!
go-to.
Yes.
I think
yes!
The humor, I think, is hilarious.
It's good. It's
but
good.
It took me some time. I agree. But I'm going with movies that I've seen before, comfortable movies, Jen. You have a little wine and you just sit there and just veg.
Well, yeah, because if you take a little snooze, not that big of a deal. Like, you've seen the movie already. You wake up, I'm at this part.
So this is a classic thing that happens to Chewy where he goes back to movies. But what movie did you have to give a second chance and it totally changed your mind? Because the one that comes to mind for me is Napoleon Dynamite. I didn't get it. Didn't understand it. Thought it was so lame. Watched it a second time and then watched it about 300 more times throughout my teenage years because I thought it was so funny. Where it was just like, at first it was so bizarre, I couldn't grasp it. And then on second watch, you're like, wow, this is very funny.
Yeah, and I think that's the point. Go ahead, Chu, but I think that's the point.
I have that. Yeah, I have that with Wonka. I went to the movie theater, saw Wonka with Charlemagne.
Charlemagne?
yeah.
We are not talking about the rapper. We're talking about Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, same guy.
Oh, it's, yeah. I'm
same, but different.
Sorry.
I'm from the East Coast. You're going to chalk it up to an accent?
I left the movie theater and I'm like, it was fine. Now, whenever it pops on, I'm watching 20 minutes of it because I thought it was unbelievable. So good.
It was so good. But
what
I think,
an endorsement,
Joshy,
20 minutes.
It's pretty good. That's a pretty good endorsement for Chewy, if we're being honest.
I think that the more oddball it is,
yes,
the more times it takes to watch it to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
You very rarely, even with the show that we watch, Severance.
Yes.
Right? That's one where, again, Chew, did you bop out?
I'm second season, second episode.
Attaboy. Yeah, he's in.
Way to push.
You're all
through
the way in now.
But you know what? With Severance, I'm almost like, you know what? I'd give that a shot.
For those unaware, Severance, a TV show on Apple TV Plus, basically the premise is you sever your home life from work life with a procedure. When you go to work, you have no idea what your out life is like, and your out life has no idea what your in life is like.
You guys end with that or no?
Would never.
I don't think I could do that.
Why?
Man, I work all the time.
But I don't.
I'd be bopping in and out. Like, I'd be coming in and out of Severance all the time. Plus, most of our job is having to watch things on the outside and then talk about them on the inside.
Yeah,
it'd be tough to have the separation.
Yeah, that would be tough.
Right there.
In Severance, I could never get the lake house invite, which I'm still angling for here to get to your place there. So, no, I don't want that.
And there's your March quota. Josh, you just keep sprinkling it in once a month. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Me and Chew on the boat? Sounds like a great time.
We got to take a break.
Tarps off?
The blammer?
Oh, me blammering the Chew? You might have to call a Coast Guard for us.
No, he floats.
We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Our favorite part of the week in Rechew, is coming up next. Stick around.
Hey, SBM Milwaukee listeners, Josh DiMaggio here for my new friend's Wanna Parlay. It's tournament time in the Daily Fantasy app we just found out about with the largest payments on parlays is called Wanna Parlay. WANNA. I downloaded the Wanna Parlay app on my phone, and it is an absolute blast. You can compete against me and all the other Jen, Gabe, and Chewy listeners to see who can combine a few picks and build the best parlay. Just last night, I took down second place in the pick three. I had games in college basketball, I had an NHL game, and even some NBA. It's just $2 for a shot at taking home a huge cash prize. It's a blast and so simple to use. There are new basketball, hockey, baseball, and combat sports contests every single week. And again, the best part, it's only $2 to enter a parlay into a contest. Plus, there's always a free-to-play game, too. Here's what you should do. Download Wanna Parlay app. Click around. If you decide to upload to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match. That's for up to $250. Put it in $20, they'll give you 20 more. How about that? Download the Wanna Parlay app and use code JGC and let's play the world's richest parlay today. Code JGC. Must be 18 or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What? Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
Listen
even
to his
I
interview,
know.
The way he talks. He sounds like Paul McCartney. Ringo farted and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN. But I'm thinking
it's time for a change. Before we get to the weekend Rechew, Chewy, one of your children has weighed in on the Carbless Talk and text line. Dyson in the 262 says, yeah. Chewy's kid here. I remember when Once Upon a Time in Hollywood came out. He hated it and made me turn it off. 2 years later, I go to his house and he's watching it. I'm like, WTF. Now it's a cult movie for him.
Fair. That's number one cult movie. That is number one.
But the time you saw it, you were not into it.
Oh, I thought it was terrible. I'm anti too many stars in a movie.
Really?
Oh, so you and Woody are in alignment.
So like Ocean's 11, too many people.
Too many
Departed,
stars.
Stupid.
Yeah, too many stars.
Stars.
Departed, horrible movie.
What?
Horrible movie.
Jeez.
Play the open.
Have you watched it recently?
I've never watched it.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Rechew.
This is going to be interesting because, well, Jen and I haven't been here all week, so I have no idea what Chewy did when left to his own devices and all the different people. Because you did a show with Ben, right?
Yeah.
So you did a show with Ben, Strofe filled in.
I want to hear him power rank his fill-in hosts.
It was a tie.
Wow, diplomatic.
But Ashton screwed the whole thing up.
How did he do that?
Because Strofer struggles in the morning. So what he should have done, because he went Ben, Strofe, Strofe. He should have went Strofe, Ben, Strofe. So Strofer could recharge. The problem with me and Ben, well, I don't know if it's a problem, but we're both not the shiniest nickel in the drawer or whatever the saying
sharpest
is.
Sharpest tool in the shed.
Nope, yeah, I like shiniest nickel in the drawer.
Keeping your nickels in drawers now?
And you know what? I know Josh.
He drawers like underwear, yeah, in which case.
Joshy doesn't like it because Josh's got to do a lot of legwork because he's got to fact check a lot of the stuff we say.
All right, speaking of which, let's go ahead and dive in. Five questions, things you said throughout the course of the week. You get three right, you win. You get three wrong, you lose. Question number one, Joshy.
I'm trying to look how Gabe did in this tournament because he usually does.
What adjective did you use to describe my typical golf tournament performances?
So just to give you, it wasn't a wrong word. I just wanted to leave it in there with the beep to cover the word you used. You can say the word again.
No, yes. No, I figured
he was just
that.
Hiding the word.
I know how Chewy thinks Gabe typically does his tournaments.
Yes, you used a very specific word that might have not been so nice.
Can I hear it one more time? I'm sure you'll believe how Gabe did in this tournament because he usually does crappy?
Hideous. Hideous is the word we were looking for.
But Gabe, it is true, right?
Which, no, yeah, you're not wrong. Not wrong.
But to Gabe's defense, the cheating that goes on in that tournament is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Allegedly.
Handicap cheaters, and most of them are from up north, you know? Gabe shaking his head in the affirmative. Yes.
Question number two. What term?
You think he was gas lamping you?
What term did you actually try to use here?
I hope.
Do you think he was gas lamping you? Well, I heard now it's gaslighting, but gas lamping sounds better.
All right, so gaslight is correct. For a bonus point, define gaslighting.
I don't know. That's what I was trying to figure out. That's why I was asking about gas lamping. What is it? Is it like lying? He was gas lamping you? Lying.
I love how you've like heard it somewhere and then you decided to try to use it in conversation.
Can someone tell me what
do you think it is?
Lying. Like telling a lie.
In a sense, yes. Yeah. It is telling.
Misleading, manipulation.
It's telling somebody who's experienced one thing that what they are telling
you
is not true.
Here's what made it confusing, and I'm going to get back at Dyson. Dyson dumped his girlfriend.
Oh.
Okay. And the mother pulled him out onto the porch and said, "You are gas lamping my daughter." I'm like, what the heck is gas lamping? And no one
Still
ever
not
told
right.
me.
Still not correct.
I'm glad he's listening and you decided to share that.
Yeah. It's going to teach him not to... Hey, you mess with the bull, you're going to get the horns.
Moving on. Question number three, Joshy.
I thought you were talking The Natural because there's a Dobbs and Roy Dobbs.
What is the actual last name of the main character Roy from The Natural?
It's Roy Hobbs. Which is the DB we got.
There you
correct?
Go. Yes, you can use that as a mnemonic device. Good job, Chew.
His nickname is now Roy.
We had a disaster of two segments there where both Ben, well, Chewy started it, and they were mixing up Nate Dobbs, Nate Hobbs.
Boy.
So to expect that, you guys are probably going to get caught in the trap, too.
Is there
a
Nate Dobbs?
He called him CJ earlier this morning as well.
He also thought he was a Steeler, so...
So we got CJ Dobbs, who played for the Steelers, on some fantasy league. Create a team somewhere.
All right, two in a row, Chew. You're feeling good. Just got to get one of the last two right to win this week. Question number four, Joshy.
I wanted to have a little guilt out there.
What were you trying to get a little out there for doing this week?
I have no idea. I don't even remember saying that.
Apparently, this had to do with you doing a sleep apnea test.
Oh, yeah. I still haven't got the results, but I didn't snore, so I don't know what they're going to tell me.
How do you know you didn't
snore? See, we've been through this. He said he didn't hear it, so therefore he didn't snore.
Dario says the same thing.
I mean, in order to be an accurate test, don't you need Angie there to be punching you in case you do snore?
So the fact that I didn't get results yet means that it's no big deal and it just went away, right?
Don't think it means that.
No good news is no bad news.
Yep.
No
news is good news.
No news.
You hit it out of the park, man.
Well, we're running out of time. I don't know how much you wanted to spend on that.
Focus. We're
all right,
focusing.
Focus. You got it. You got to get the last one right to win this week, Chew. Question number five, Joshy.
He's got really good feet.
Who's got good feet?
Here's the problem. Just went on a trip with a Spaniard and didn't realize that he has a foot fetish. No, I swear to God. And I didn't cut my nails before I went down there. I mean, they weren't horribly long. And the first day he goes at the pool, he's like, dude, you got the nastiest feet ever. I'm like, why are you looking at my feet? Who looks at feet?
I mean, your feet are a little mangled from, you know, playing a decade in the
NFL.
Good
feet? Who's got good feet?
Yeah, who's got good feet? And I don't think that this question's being asked the way you apparently think it's being asked.
I'm going to guess it's a football player.
I was thinking the Goofy store.
Tausch. Tausch has good feet.
Oh, that's right.
Tausch has good
feet.
Dang it.
Tausch does have really, really good feet.
It's funny because I was thinking this is an offensive lineman.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard it, I was like, this is one of those things that Chewy says about offensive linemen. I didn't know it was going to be Tausch. I thought it might be related to, like, the Packers making moves on the offensive line.
Why would you think that?
I know why I said it. This is why I said it, because I called Benny the second best athlete at Good Karma, and he thought I was insinuating that I was number one, and I said, no, Tausch. Tausch has got great feet.
Where would you put yourself on that list?
I don't know. I mean, isn't there a former football player in Cleveland? I mean, because I don't know the stations now, right?
I think we were LA. Talking like here.
You just arbitrarily throw out
there?
A ranking for Benny and Tausch.
I mean, this was an illuminating segment.
I know the gap at the bottom, the biggest gap known to man at the bottom. I know who that
everybody
is.
Everybody say it together. Ready? One, two, three.
Strofe.
Strofe.
You take your attention to the YouTube stream here while you watch him putter through.
Oh, Josh, putter is a great word for what he is doing.
You still need to dub music to this, though. Greatest American Hero. Ba, ba, na, 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 na.
Oh, Chariots of Fire.
Or Chariots of Fire, yeah.
I think he was going to do Benny Hill.
that would work too.
Who's more upset with Chewie's performance here, the Spaniard or his son?
Chewie took out a lot of people.
I don't think either of them would prefer to have that information on the street.
I feel like it's Dyson. But when I evaluate, Dyson also jumped in the fray by doing the
bull horns.
Yeah,
heard.
He started it. Yeah.
So just to be clear. In this segment alone, Chewy took out me, the Spaniard, his son, and Strofe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
In a span of five questions, took out four people.
See, the problem with Dyson is he's too nice.
You know what? Maybe we
should
go to break.
Because the mother, girlfriend, the mother of the girlfriend.
Yeah, we don't need to. We don't need to air his business on the streets, bud.
Lit him up, and I'm like, what the hell? Why didn't you just walk out the door and say,
it's an option.
See you later.
Smell
He's
ya.
Too nice. I got to work on that. Yeah.
I feel like that ship is sailing.
Well, you know how when your parents do one thing, you do the other? I feel like that's probably what he's experiencing. You're not so nice, so he's compensating.
Yeah. So it's my fault?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to chew on that one for a while.
Yeah, you are. Transform the way you do business with Fifth Third Bank's commercial payments solution. Our market expertise and managed services streamline your entire payment process, seamlessly integrating with your existing systems to give you unparalleled control. Discover new revenue sources, save time, reduce operating costs, and boost your bottom line with our customized payment solutions. Fifth Third Bank, great people you are going to enjoy if you decide to work with them. Fifth Third Bank, National Association Custom Solutions, built around your goals. Member FDIC.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. You all right back there?
That's so true.
It was a direct shot. She took out the sniper rifle and just...
She got right up to me, took out a Glock, and just shot.
Yeah, right in the balls.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Apparently, we missed a spray tan segment this week. Joshy, care to enlighten us to the spray tan segment? Chewy is paying for a spray tan, so says Ron in the key.
Yeah, this was all in connection to, it was the first time Chewy and Strofe really got to meet since the embarrassing three cone. Chewy said he is going to be a personal trainer for him, and as part of that, he needs to get a tan because he is so pasty. So he needs...
Oh, yeah. That's something he needs to worry about.
You look good, play good. You know, that's where I think that's coming from, right,
Chew? If he had a spray tan and did the three-cone drill exactly the way he did, are you trying to tell me that somehow it would have the reaction would have been different?
Yeah, it would have looked better. Because when he ran by the white lines on the pickleball court, you couldn't even see him.
Fair point. Joshy, how's our pool doing this morning?
I don't know. My computer's not working.
Really? My computer also shut down, so I just assumed I would defer to you on that.
Wasn't ready for the polls.
I can tell you.
No, you can't.
What was the poll?
I thought you just said you could tell us.
No, I could tell you what the results are.
Today's Infinity Exteriors poll on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is, does Brian Gutekunst believe superstars take playoff teams to Super Bowl winners? 81% of respondents so far say nope. Brian Gutekunst doesn't believe in superstars. But neither does Chewy in his movies, so not exactly sure what we accomplished.